What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. The history the government hopes you never learn. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome to our show today. It is Tuesday, October 2nd, 2018, getting into the week. A lot of stuff going on today, a lot of news here. So the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Mike is in our control room, twiddling the dials, keeping us out of trouble, ready to put you on the phone with your comments and questions here. Okay, pardon me, getting right on into it. Yesterday, I reported on this story on how the Secretary of the Interior was actually out there talking about how the U.S. military was ready to blockade Russia's oil and natural gas ships, a naval blockade, to keep Russia from selling their oil and gas in places where the United States wants to sell their oil and gas. And I stressed how blockades are very often the forerunner to war. And I was hoping that the Secretary of the Interior was just mouthing off about this blockade. And then today we get this other story where the United States Ambassador to NATO, Kay Hutchinson, was out there saying that Russia is building a ground-launched medium-range cruise missile system, and that the U.S. was ready to launch a military strike into Russia itself to destroy the production facility before the weapons could be deployed. Now, Russia, of course, is denying that they're building any such thing. Washington is out there in a stunning display of hypocrisy, screaming that this new weapon violates a Cold War treaty. This coming from a nation that walks away from treaties left and right. I mean, ask any Native Americans, ask the Iranians for that matter. So, once again, the treaty is important only when the U.S. Says it is. And the United States is concerned, of course, that Russia could launch a nuclear strike on Europe at short notice. So, once again, we're getting that Russia bash. But this seems to indicate there is now an official U.S. government policy of belligerence toward Russia. And a lot of people were saying, well, they're just reviving the Cold War because the defense industries can make more money that way. But this is getting dangerously close to a hot war. When they're talking about naval blockades and military strikes into Russia. Anyway, this is just getting crazy. All right. Let's get over to what's going on with Brett Kavanaugh. Now, remember yesterday, Rachel Mitchell, who is this professional sex crime investigator, 25 years of experience, had been in the hearings last week with Christine Ford and appeared to be kind of low-key questioning. A lot of people thought she was softballing the whole thing. But her final report came on out completely exonerating Brett Kavanaugh and saying Christine Ford is simply not believable. That, you know, she would not even consider filing a case or a lawsuit on the basis of this. So this week, everybody's saying it's time to move forward. And Mitch McConnell is vowing the Senate will hold the Kavanaugh vote this week. At least that's what he is intending. And I'm going to take a guess here that we're going to see a filibuster by the Democrats. They're just going to get up and filibuster and filibuster and try and drag it up because, unfortunately, the GOP in the Senate does not have enough votes to break a filibuster. Do the Democrats think they're going to filibuster from now until the first of the year? I mean, Congress does go into recess. At that point, the filibuster has to stop. Now, somebody went back to Christine Ford's academic background, and they discovered something very interesting. Apparently, back in 2008, I think it was, she wrote this research article on self-hypnosis to create artificial situations. And basically, this was a paper on how hypnosis can recover memories or create false ones. Now, if you remember that whole McMartin preschool thing, utterly destroyed the lives of everybody, and they had all these hypnotists in there hypnotizing these little tiny kids. And it turned out the hypnotists were leading these kids. They were giving them these ideas, and the kids eventually began to think, yeah, it's a real memory. And it can be a problem in these situations, which, by the way, is why evidence obtained under hypnosis is no longer legally admissible in a court of law. But there is an organization out there, the False Memory Foundation, and they are there to help people who've been wrongfully convicted on the basis of what may be very unreliable recollections in people's memories. So Christine Ford was into this whole thing of hypnosis and creating artificial situations. So we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining the network. And I want to back up just a second here to the story that we opened with, which is that our ambassador to NATO is now talking about a U.S. military strike into Russia on the claim that Russia is building a medium-range ground-launched cruise missile system, nuclear-tipped, that is a violation of a Cold War treaty. Russia, of course, denies it. This could be Saddam's nuclear weapons all over, but I wanted our network affiliates to hear that one. Right now, we're talking about Brett Kavanaugh and the circus that continues around his nomination and confirmation. And the Democrats are getting really desperate. Now, you know that Mark Judge is the other witness that's supposed to come forward. And so far, Mark Judge has indicated he has no information to confirm any of the allegations against Kavanaugh. But Maxine Waters came on out with a tweet, and this is a direct quote. "We all know where Mark Judge is. We all believe Dr. Ford. He was in the room. He better not lie to the FBI." That sounds like a mafia threat. You know, we know where you live. It's amazing here. So, getting on back to the story of Deborah Ramirez, where she is claiming that Kavanaugh exposed himself to her at a college party, and that in the process of pushing him away, she had to touch it. Ooh, horrible, horrible things. Now, the allegations first surfaced in this piece published at The New Yorker by Ronan Farrow and Jane Mayer. Now, apparently, Ramirez went over 30 years without knowing if it was Kavanaugh or not. She wasn't sure. Then, of course, there was the inevitable week of coaching from liberals. And all of a sudden, the memory conveniently just, whoop, there it was, right in the head. To quote The New Yorker, Ramirez recounted the incident after 6 days of carefully assessing her memories and consulting with her attorneys. Well, they just fell flat on that one because a classmate of Brett Kavanaugh says that the boy who was exposing himself to girls at that party was not Kavanaugh, but another classmate, another frat brother. Okay, getting on over to Swetnick. Swetnick, in her original declaration, made these incredibly salacious claims that Mark Judge and Brett Kavanaugh were spiking the punch with drugs and alcohol in order to gang rape girls. Then she and even claimed that there was a special torture room set up for all of this stuff. She backed off of that one. Now she's backed off of that again. And in an interview on NBC, Swetnick admitted she never actually saw them spike the punch. She just says they were near the punch bowl. Maybe they were thirsty and they were getting punch. That's why you have punch at a punch bowl, at a party, rather. So a lot of men, Republican men, are getting very angry over this witch hunt atmosphere this idea that accusation equals guilt. And they don't like this idea that they're going to be seen as guilty until proven innocent. Meanwhile, liberals on the other side are saying, well, you know, you're just upset because you've never been made to feel threatened or powerless. And that really is the entire liberal argument. You know, it's okay for us to do this. We're the victims. So with the sexual allegations basically discredited, last-ditch effort, they're focusing on the fact that Kavanaugh likes to drink. And, I mean, a lot of people in Congress drink. Let's be very honest. Harry Truman, he hoisted a glass every once in a while. Joseph McCarthy was a very heavy drinker. It kind of goes with the territory. But the Democrats have got nothing else here. Oh, actually, they did find something. Apparently, long time ago, Brett Kavanaugh was at a bar and threw some ice at somebody. Oh, my goodness, he used ice. That stuff is dangerous. It's what killed the Titanic. How dare he use that? We need a 15-day waiting period for ice cubes. And apparently, there was a bar fight, and the police showed up. And they talked to Brett Kavanaugh, but he was not arrested or charged. So, talk about desperation on the cusp of madness. I swear, by the end of the week, they're going to be down to the overdue library books. By the way, did you know that Justice Stephen Breyer was arrested for underage drinking when he was a kid? You know, we all have lives. We all grow up. None of us is perfect. We all have things in our past that we wish we hadn't been stupid enough to do. That's life. And liberals have created this idea that we're all supposed to just not do anything and never offend anybody. And if we do, oh my goodness, it's going to be horrible. And apparently are unable to understand that alcohol and hormones and a teenager are going to get some things going along the sexual line. Again, that's our biology, and no amount of indoctrination is ever going to change that. I know the liberals believe otherwise. So let's talk a little bit about Jeff Flake, because he seems to be turning on Kavanaugh. After all, Jeff was the one who went forward and said, yes, we must have one more FBI investigation into these allegations. And apparently he's now out there saying that Kavanaugh's interactions with the senators are sharp and partisan, and we can't have that on the court. So this is the new narrative. If Brett Kavanaugh defends himself, he's not qualified to sit on the U.S. Supreme Court. That's what they're trying to sell you with this one. Now, Flake has admitted in a 60 Minutes interview that if he was running for office again, he wouldn't have thrown the confirmation into disarray. He just would have sat there quietly and let the process move forward. Oh, here we go. One of the Kavanaugh accusers, and the name is redacted, but I think we mentioned it the other day, the one who came up with this story and then immediately said, I just made it all up. He has been referred for prosecution for lying about the allegations. And he could face up to 10 years in prison for violations of Title 18, Sections 1001 and 1505 for materially false statements he made to the committee. Remember, it is a crime to lie to Congress. Not a technical crime, a real crime for which you can be punished. Now, however this all shakes out, Kavanaugh and Ford have at least one good thing to look forward to, and that is that their respective GoFundMe accounts have topped $1 million each. Now, probably a lot of that is going to be used up by lawyers' fees, but There was an article we had on whatreallyhappened.com asking if GoFundMe could be used as a money laundry, because that's a lot of money that came on in. You know, if you could set up multiple accounts and send in multiple donations, make a great little money laundry here. Moving on here, remember the Uranium One scandal? And for those who are new to the radio show, the gist of the story is that a Russian-owned company up in Canada wanted to acquire mining rights to a very large chunk of land here in the United States of America, which represented about 20% of our domestic uranium resources. And by the way, we don't have a lot of uranium. In fact, the United States imports uranium. But for some reason, this deal went on through, and buried right in the middle of it was Hillary Clinton and Barack Obama. And when this deal went on through, all kinds of Russian money poured into the Clinton Foundation. So it looked like a classic pay for play. And investigators are trying to find out what's going on. And there have been Freedom of Information Act lawsuits filed in this. And the FBI is still refusing to declassify 37 pages of materials related to the Uranium One deal, citing national security and privacy issues. Well, I'm sure Hillary Clinton wants this kept private. What national security issue? It was a straight-out mining deal. How is national security impacted by this? Unless the American people find out just how crooked their government is, at which point, yeah, I could see where the insecurity might be building up there. These stories were just breaking when we went to air here. Apparently, ricin has been detected in mail sent to the Pentagon. Now, over at the Pentagon, just like at the White House, all mail that's going on in goes through a screening process first. And two envelopes that were addressed to Secretary of Defense James Mattis and to the Chief of Naval Operations, Admiral John Richardson, tested positive for ricin. And they've been running this story all morning. At the same time, over in Ted Cruz's campaign office in Arizona, two of his staff opened up an envelope with a white powdery substance. They are now in the hospital. There's no word whether they're actually ill or it's simply precautionary. But here is where I'm heading with all of this. All last week, I was saying we're being conditized. The corporate media is not talking about what's happening in Yemen. They're not talking about what's happening in Syria. They're not talking about what's happening anywhere. It's just all Kavanaugh all the time, or Kim Kardashian, or Trump making another speech about how great his new NAFTA deal is, which a lot of people disagree with that too. But we weren't getting the report from the war zone. And I was asking the question, are they trying to get us to sort of like relax on the war issue so that when there's a big false flag, the shock value will override our natural skepticism and analytical ability? Are we looking at another anthrax false flag? Because if you'll remember, right after 9/11, there was an anthrax scare. There were envelopes being sent to media people and politicians in Washington, D.C., some down in Florida. The envelopes were written to look like semi-literate Arab hands, so were the letters inside. And they were filled with anthrax, which was immediately blamed on Osama bin Laden. Well, there are two problems with that. First of all, weaponized anhydrous anthrax requires a whole room full of lab equipment to produce, which, given that Osama bin Laden was living in a cave, would have been impossible. When we come back from this commercial break, I'll give you the second reason that was another phony story. So we'll be right back.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Welcome to What Really Happened Radio. Visit us online at whatreallyhappened.com. And now, set your eyes on the future and let's consider what really happened.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about these two news stories about how staffers at Ted Cruz's campaign office in Arizona opened an envelope with a white powdery substance. They're in the hospital. It's not known if they're actually ill or it's just precautionary. And this other story where two envelopes going into the Pentagon's mail system tested positive for ricin. And right after 9/11, there was this big anthrax scare. Oh, Osama bin Laden is sending anthrax all over the country. And again, the media was just pushing this as hard as they could. The letters were written to look like semi-literate Arabs, which it was like a prop from a cheap movie is really what it was. And looking at anhydrous weaponized anthrax, it takes a large room full of equipment to make this stuff, something that Osama bin Laden was not likely to have hiding out in a cave in Afghanistan. But the real coup de grace to this scare was that the DNA of the anthrax traced it back to Fort Detrick, the United States Biological Warfare Laboratory. And there was even a security system showed that somebody had gone into the lab where that anthrax was kept and taken some of it out. So it was another big false flag. Fortunately, nobody really died. But they're pushing this war agenda so hard. How are they going to motivate the American people to go to war right now? I mean, from the perspective of the American people, we're sick and tired of war. We've been at war for 17 years, longer than World War I and World War II put together. We're looking at our government is clearly at war with itself, and that makes them weak. And that's another reason we shouldn't be thinking about going to war against a peer like Russia and or China. So this is a very, very serious situation. And let's see. I got to back up to Kavanaugh because this just came on in. The Harvard Crimson is just now publishing today students have filed Title IX complaints against the judge to block his return to campus if he is not, in fact, confirmed. I mean, they're pulling at all the stops. Anything they can find. Probably PETA is going to show up now and accuse Kavanaugh of kicking blind, crippled puppies or something. Now, this next story is a little odd, and I'm trying to figure it out, but basically what it amounts to is the Trump administration will no longer provide visas for same-sex domestic partners of foreign diplomats and UN officials serving in the U.S. This policy actually went into effect yesterday, and I don't know what Trump was trying to accomplish with this. Now, if the same-sex couple is married, if they're from a country where same-sex marriage is recognized, then the spouse will be eligible for a visa. But that will be a problem because the majority of the world's countries do not recognize same-sex marriages. All right, let's get into the war zones. A lot of stuff going on here. I got to tell you that statement by the U.S. ambassador to NATO talking openly about a military strike into Russia to blow up a factory where we are assured Russia is building a weapon that violates a treaty. As you know, yesterday, Iran carried out a missile strike on ISIS positions in the Euphrates Valley. Showing what the range of their missiles really is and demonstrating they can hit any of the U.S.-backed forces inside Syria. But apparently they were also using drones. They had seven unmanned combat aerial vehicles to basically go after the headquarters and gatherings of what they describe as mercenaries of global arrogance. I wonder if their drones were based on the information they got from the one they hacked and brought down inside Iran. Remember when that happened? The U.S. was out there, we can fly our drones anywhere and nothing can happen to us. And all of a sudden, the drone landed. Iran recovered it and reverse engineered it. And, as a matter of fact, it does say right in the article that these vehicles, which are called Thunderbolt, was developed thanks to reverse engineering of the U.S.-made RQ-170 unmanned aerial vehicle. So, good for the Iranians there. More bodies of U.S. air raid victims have been found in mass graves in northeastern Syria. In this case, 2,800 bodies of the victims of the U.S.-led coalition air attacks discovered in several mass graves in Raqqa. This is coming from a Russian media outlet, probably Russia Today. All right, we got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield Tactical Bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, just try it yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far a 5:15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to the show here. And we have a caller on the line, Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha, Dustin. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Mike. Hey, Mike, it's against the law for us to lie to Congress, but what about Congress? They lie to us all the time.
It's a one-way system.
Yeah, Mike, you know what's sad? Like, the liberals and even the Republicans, it's amazing, the victims. What about the victims from all of our airstrikes and our phony wars? You know, what about those women who get killed? You know, I mean,
they don't count. They're not politically useful. So, you know, who cares about them, right?
Yeah, Mike, not one piece of humanitarian aid from the United States to nowhere.
Yep.
Britain, nothing. Canada, nothing. France, I think France sent over a couple, like, crackers or something like that when the Russians brought in humanity, but I mean, they're all garbage, Mike. I mean, there's no other way to say. And then Kay Bailey Hutchinson, you mentioned Russia's building this intermediate range nuclear missile, well, we're doing the same thing, and look at all the treaties we break. Nobody trusts us anymore.
Yeah, it's ridiculous. Trump pulled out of the P5+1. The U.S. basically went back on virtually every treaty they struck with the Native Americans. We pulled out of the ABM treaty. We pulled out of, I think it was the Bush pulled out of the START treaty. I'm not sure about that one. But the U.S. does not have a good record of keeping its commitments internationally. And that's what makes it a joke for the U.S. government to be wagging their finger at Russia, saying, you know, what you're doing violates a treaty that goes back half a century.
Yeah, Mike, you know what's sad about, like, Trump, what I realize now is Trump is, it's just a different part of a tribe. Like, you know what I mean? It's like, it's you got his tribe and then this other groups, you know, that he's not part of their tribe. You know, like, kind of like Bernie Madoff was, you know, like, you know, he ripped off the tribe but he had his own tribe, you know. Like, it's just Donald Trump is not for the regular person. It's so obvious now by the people who he put around him, you know. But it's, you know, Mike, it's dangerous rhetoric now. Like, the United States is like unhinged. I mean, my yes. God, like it's like you look at the spectacle with Kavanaugh. And you don't see all this rhetoric coming out, and it's just like, just in decline. I mean, it's just, I never seen anything like it. I mean, you know, I'm 48 years old. I never seen anything like this. I mean, total unhinged, you know, at this point, you know, to make this
Claire
kind
uses
of,
that exact term on a regular basis.
Yeah, it's just, you look at Sergey Lavrov of Russia, I mean, and Putin, you know, they're statesmen. Like, I mean, you just yes. got this crazy just rhetoric coming out. And, you know, Trump's got his own rhetoric, you know. But you would think some of these people, they have a little more, like, dignity and honor. There's just nothing left. I mean, because you know what, Mike? They think they're kings of the world. They rule over everybody. They can just bully everybody now. And then this is where we're headed. You know,
yeah, but you're getting that from right at the top, because that's the way Trump is behaving to other countries, whether it's militarily or economically. He's behaving like a bully, and the rest of the world is rapidly coming to resent it.
And, you know, Mike, they're Russia had Syria received 49 pieces of equipment. They already got the S-300. I mean, it's most likely set up already. So I'm just curious.
It's now in the hands of the Syrian military, and there's going to be more coming. Russia effectively wants to set up an Iron Dome for Syria, and they're just going to blanket the country with these batteries so that there won't be any place that you can fly you into in Syria where you're not within range of an S-300.
And electronic warfare, Kuchaka 4, I think it's called, they got set up. And you notice, when's the last time Israel did a strike? It's been a couple days now, huh?
Yeah, but you know, Israel is certainly talking tough. They're saying they're going to destroy the S-300 batteries or battalions, if you will, which is going to be a real trick. But again, all it's going to take is one accident or one hothead, and everything's going to escalate out of control.
And, Mike, real quick on Kavanaugh, because I really, it's a joke. You know what? It kind of reminds me of the Kuwaiti's ambassador, the daughter, doing the old Saddam incubator thing. This is like this crap all over, just like Saddam's bomb maker on Fox News, weapons of mass destruction. This is the same playbook, like, just with Kavanaugh now. You know, it's like this whole lying process, you know. It's like they have a small playbook they use, you know, you can tell. The same with the British. They're all involved in this whole Christopher Steele thing and the dirty dossier, and also the Skripals. Remember, Skripal knew Christopher Steele, right? So, I mean, it's all part of this same group. I don't know. It just blows my mind what's going on now. But have a good show, Mike.
All right, thanks an awful lot, and we're going to switch over to Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Hey, Mike, you know, I've forgotten about that thing about Fort Detrick, Maryland. I think, if anything, that proved that 9/11 was a false flag, was probably conducted by the deep state probably aided by Israel and probably and Saudi Arabia, all right? Because these things all happened at the same time, and it looks like they're up to their old tricks again now because...
I'm afraid so.
What they did in the Senate group. The other thing is, you just mentioned about the, you know, with again, with Russia now, with the threat about bombing a Russian city. You know, I have to give my sympathies to Vladimir Putin. I mean, this man literally has the world on his shoulders, carrying the world on his shoulders, because how he acts or reacts could mean the end of civilization as we know it, maybe the end of this planet as we know it, because he knows he's dealing with psychopaths that have gotten hold of our country, that have seized this country, and he's also dealing with a psychopath there in Israel with Netanyahu. I would not be surprised if what he might do is give Iran a few nuclear weapons. I mean, he's got over 7,000. Give him a few nuclear weapons and missile delivery just for Israel alone if Israel attacks with nukes, because Israel's probably got about 200 of their own. All it takes is one or two, and that's it. So I wouldn't be surprised if he does do something like that, as well as the S-300s that he's supplying to Syria. But again, he's in tough position because he's got to know, and he's a very smart man. I mean, he's very astute in history, very level-headed, and he's got to know he's dealing with psychopaths, and that he got a president in his country who's not only he's not only I don't know, I wouldn't say he's not all there, but he's not, he definitely doesn't have it together and is not in full control of the military, and that is dangerous, boy. I'll tell you, that is extremely dangerous, and it's, I just don't know what can be done anymore. I mean, we still got to, you know, there doesn't seem anybody other than maybe Tulsi Gabbard in the future, if we have a future that long, that maybe could become president of this country and have some kind of rational government. Other than that, you got all these loudmouths.
They'll never let Tulsi get close to the nomination. You know, we are dealing with that deep state, that bureaucracy, the only way it will end is with the collapse of our government, like the Soviet Union did, or losing a major, major war. And I'm sorry, those are the only two options that are out there. But as I am not a fan of civil war or armed rebellion,
I don't know whether there's any other solutions. I mean, we're talking about possible civil war in this country. Like you said, total collapse through the economy, but which also could trigger off these warmongers. Or possible all-out nuclear war, which, of course, would not only end this country, it would probably end the planet as we know it. Okay, there might be a few places left around the world that might have some kind of, I don't know about civilization, but maybe like the you see in the movies, like Book of Eli or something like that, or that.
Yeah.
But other than that, we're talking. You know, this is kind of out of all those three, we'd probably be best off with a civil war. I hate to say it, it would be a horrible thing, but you know, at least it wouldn't mean total destruction of the country and of the planet. You know.
Well, I wouldn't assume that. I mean. Look how bad the Civil War was, and what a sizable chunk of the American population were killed in it. And then look at the weapons it was fought with, and then look at the weapons the government has today.
Yeah, but do you think the government is that crazy that they would start nuking their own people? I mean, if it's not that they start to, well, I shouldn't say that. They're crazy enough to launch the 9/11.
They could launch a nuclear weapon onto an American city just to get war with Iran going.
Yeah, Iran or even Russia. You know, just like, what was that movie called with Clancy, Sum of All Fears?
Yes.
The one where Baltimore was blown up. But that was supposed to be like neo-Nazis from Germany or something that did it.
In the original book, it was a Muslim cleric figure, kind of along the lines of Ayatollah Khomeini. They changed the villain for the movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they changed the villain. But I'm not so worried about any of that. I'm not worried about neo-Nazis from Germany, and I'm certainly not worried about Iran, because I don't think Iran is anything like the dean, I'm worried about our own government, because I don't think this is an American government anymore. I don't consider these people Americans. I consider them traitors and occupiers.
Yep.
It's as if we've been occupied by a foreign, by some kind of a foreign, overnight, somehow a foreign entity has grabbed control of this country. Whether they're satanic, whether they're just plain bad and evil, whether they're Illuminati, whether they're just
greedy,
world order, whatever.
Greedy, power man.
Yeah, but I think they're more than greedy. There's more to it than that. I think out and out evil. You know? Whether you want to look at it in a satanic, if it's Satan, I know you don't believe in God. I know you're kind of an atheist. I do believe in God.
Good.
And I believe there's
okay,
evil as well.
Mark, I need to fit in here for a second. Good and evil are subjective terms by the observer. And we may look at somebody like a George Soros and say, he's evil. But if you were to ask Soros himself, he's not going to say he's evil. No man is evil in their own eyes. There really is no such thing as a villain who says, I'm a villain and I enjoy being evil. You know, Despicable Me was a movie and a very fun one. But it's basically groups of individuals or individuals seeking money and power and feeding their baser instincts. Unfortunately, the technology has grown to make them very, very dangerous to the planet itself.
Yeah, but Mike, you got to look at also the some of them actually, whether they believe in Satan or whether you believe in Satan or if I believe in Satan or not, some of them actually do because they attend things like Bohemian Grove and some of these rites, which are actually worshiping Satan. So if they worship Satan, that means they worship evil. Whether you believe there's a devil or you don't believe there's a devil, it's supposed to represent evil. So they know that they worship.
Hang on. My understanding at Bohemian Grove was they go through the ceremony of worshiping this figure of an owl. And, you know, there are a lot of organizations like Oddfellows or Elks or the Masons, where they have all their own little internal rituals, but it doesn't mean that the people attending those rituals have stopped their belief in whatever religion it is they believe in when they're outside the door. So I think you're reading a little too much into that. Anyway, listen, Mark, I need to let you go. Layla is on the line. She's been waiting very, very patiently. So let's switch over to Layla in Ontario. Layla, welcome back to the show, and what is on your mind today?
First, before I put forward a theory for people to consider, I would really like to ask people to stop talking about a civil war as if it can solve anything. What any kind of war does is it destroys whatever remaining law and order, even if it's a minor portion, it completely removes the effectiveness of a minority who has retained any degree of sanity or respect for the rule of law and order. Now, to get on to my theory, I have a question about CNN. Their ratings have increased, apparently, since Trump started his assault on CNN. Who is the president of CNN? Jeff Zucker. Who was the CEO of NBC who gave the green light to do Trump's The Apprentice? Jeff Zucker. I'm beginning to wonder, and I have to confess I didn't come up with this idea on my own. It was from Steve Pachenik's talk elements or episodes. I'm wondering, it gave me the idea that I'm wondering if maybe Trump is really not quite deranged, but if he does not have some kind of arrangement to create kind of like a reality show, a soap opera, where he takes us constantly to the edge, where we're wondering, where we're on these cliffhangers, and then suddenly there's a resolution. Will he be impeached or won't he? Will NAFTA go through or won't it? Will Kavanaugh be confirmed or won't he? We've had one crisis after another, and what it's done is brought everyone to the brink of to the point where we're actually talking about a civil war. That's the last thing anybody needs, and that's really all I've got to say, because I'm beginning to think that Trump is toying with us.
Well, I'm sure that Trump is going along with the idea that the government and corporate media are still trying to control what Americans are concerned about, where we're looking, what we're listening to. And Trump certainly gets on up and he does his part of the show. He handed out some CMHs yesterday. He's flying all over the country to rallies, and he is acting like he's a reality show star. And your theory has got some merit. But I think it's really less about CNN and more about the U.S. government's propaganda directives to try and keep Americans looking one way before something really bad happens over in the other direction. Anyway, Leila, we're coming up on a commercial break. Thank you very much for the phone call, and we will be right back.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
35 million people in the United States suffer with debilitating migraines. If you or a loved one are one of them, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist that formulated and patented the MigRelief migraine formula. MigRelief is a non-prescription dietary supplement recommended by neurologists, pharmacists, and pediatricians to address nutritional deficiencies in both adults and children over 2 with migraines. Try MigRelief for 3 months and see the powerful difference it can make in your life, or get your money back, no questions asked. Go to MIG911.com or call 800-MIG-7354. You can change your life today.
So if you suffer from migraines, don't wait. Call 800-MIG-7354. That's 800-MIG-7354, or visit MIG911.com.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell 5.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one from Amazon.com. I just wanted you to know I saw my doctor and I laughed because he said, "I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it." I have been taking Extendivite. I had borderline high blood pressure, heart flutter, high cholesterol. I changed my diet and included Extendivite with an amazing turnaround for the better. A few months later, I had a doctor's appointment and took a stress test. I passed. No heart flutter. Blood pressure was perfect. My doctor even took me off my medicine. I thank you truly from the bottom of my heart. This stuff works, and I'm so grateful for Extendivite. Thank you, Justin G. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting worse every day.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And boy, there's a lot going on today, really. All right, getting on back to the news, as I was sharing with that caller, Russia has now officially delivered the S-300 system to Syria. It is on the ground. It is assembled. It is under the control of the Syrian military forces. So that's a done deal. And it looks like there's probably going to be a lot more coming because Russia is saying they want to basically create an Iron Dome for Syria. And just make it impossible for anybody to come into Syria without permission, without getting shot down. So we're going to see what's going to be the next move. I can't imagine that Israel or the United States is going to be happy with a stalemate, which is where we are right now. Putin's happy with a stalemate because he doesn't want a war. And so all he needs to do is push just enough to stall the progress of the war machine. So what will the war machine come up with next? False flag, all-out attack. It's going to get messy here. Now, the United States military has started constructing a new base, like we don't have enough around the world already, in western Iraq near the Syrian border. And apparently it's to perpetuate its occupation of the Arab country, regardless of all the opposition from everybody all over Iraq, including the government of Iraq. This is turning into another Syria. We want you to go. We're not going to go. We're the American military. We're going to stay right here. Now, the United States has announced they're going to evacuate the consulate in Basra, Iraq, of all non-essential personnel. And basically they're saying it's because of the Iranian threat. It's the Iranian threat. Well, you know, Iran and Iraq have already had their war a while back. Wasn't really good for either one of them. And Iraq, of course, has a completely different government system now. So I don't think there's really a danger of Iran attacking Iraq. But Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is out there saying, Iran is a threat. Iran is a threat. Ooh, we've got security threats from Iran. What are they thinking of doing, attacking Iran and Russia at the same time? They might be. Russia's already indicated they're ready to step on in and support Iran against military aggression. And everybody now knows they can do it because they did it in Syria. Now, here's a very interesting little story. This came out of Fars News. Apparently, there has been a prominent Saudi whistleblower saying that they're having a problem with their Saudi military officers quitting the war in Yemen because they understand what they're doing is not a clean war. And they're feeling that, yes, they risk being listed as war criminals. Yeah, commit a war crime, get listed as a war criminal. We're going to take a break for station identification. We're going to be back with hour number two after these few words.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.